You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We are speaking with Bill Matthews for this entire hour about his experience and that of others associated with a remarkable firm, Blackwater, a company founded by Eric Prince, a friend and supporter of our organization, I'm proud to say, the Center for Security Policy, and brought to bear on behalf of America's diplomatic personnel and interests around the world during critical periods of this war for the free world, post 9/11 particularly. And Bill, you've set the stage for us nicely by talking a bit about the company's genesis and evolution. Bring us to Iraq in the period leading up to September 16th, 2007, and the incident in Nisour Square in Baghdad that we'll be drilling down on with you.
Sure. We had received a contract to provide a protective detail for Paul Bremer, who was the head of the Coalitional Provisional Authority in Iraq, and our responsibilities for Mr. Bremer sort of grew from a close protective detail of about five or six guys into an entire military unit with aviation and armor assets tasked with keeping Mr. Bremer safe. And Mr. Bremer was attacked multiple times, and we're happy to say is still here and still with us. So as that capability grew and there was a transition from the CPA to the Department of State, the Department of State reached out to us and asked us if we could provide 1,000 guards in a matter of months to provide similar security for the Department of State as they moved in and sort of took over the CPA's role. They had gone to their existing guard force provider and asked them for 1,000 guards, and they'd said, nobody in the world can give you more than 60 guys that are trained properly. And we were able to provide the entire 1,000 in a matter of months.
And Bill, on the day of September 16th, 2007, you had a group that was escorting a VIP, as I understand it, when something went frightfully wrong in Nisour Square. Talk about that.
Yes, sir. On September 16th, we had a team that was delivering a USAID official to a meeting. And while at that meeting, they came under attack. A vehicle-borne IED was detonated in their immediate vicinity.
That would be an improvised explosive device carried in a vehicle that caused a massive explosion, as I recall. Is that right?
Yes, sir. The pictures of the explosion were remarkable. I mean, it was a heck of a device. And when there's an attack like that on a principal, our threat posture will immediately change. There will be, people will, start to respond and to safely evacuate the principal from the location of the attack. Now, mind you, many of the attacks that our teams had received were multi-phase, multi-staged attacks that would start. Sometimes they'd start with a small arms attack, and then they'd end with an IED or an explosively formed penetrator attack, or sometimes it'd be the other way around.
But the point being, in many cases, to try to get the reactive force, devastated as well as the initial target. Is that right?
Exactly. And we'd had a number of people who were killed in similar ambushes. Starting with an attack in Fallujah that was highly publicized, but there were several others where, five, six, or seven Blackwater operatives were killed in the attack. And I think people sometimes forget, neglect the fact that 41 people that worked for Blackwater were killed providing protection for the U.S. government. It was not a safe job.
And it is a further indictment of the U.S. government to say, as I understand it, that at no point, Bill Matthews, did it acknowledge that sacrifice.
Never has. there are actually two stars. Some people have seen the wall at the CIA, where CIA employees that are killed in the line of duty are represented with a star on the wall and a memorial. And at least two of the stars that are on that wall are for gentlemen that served at Blackwater, who were killed in a particular attack. It's a declassified fact now that Blackwater did work for the CIA, so I can say it publicly, though I can't talk about anything specifically. But there were small acknowledgments along the way, but publicly, the government's never acknowledged that sacrifice or commemorated the deaths of those who were killed in action.
Okay. So bring us up to the moment of this explosion and what your team, Raven 23, did to respond to it.
Sure. So Raven 4 was the team that was under attack, and Raven 23 responded as a supporting element. And they were en route to Raven 4's position and were tasked with clearing an evacuation route to, you know, ensure that Raven 4 had safe egress from the point of attack. Raven 4 ended up taking a different route. So the route that Raven 23 was clearing was not used. And that was typical. There would be multiple routes cleared. As Raven 23 entered Nisour Square, they came under small arms fire from the south side of the square. That they were already on high alert. A lot of times when they would get shot upon, and they get shot all the time or shot at all the time, and they could sort of tell the difference between somebody who was taking a pot shot at an armored vehicle and an attack that they needed to respond to. This was a clear engagement that they responded to. And then as the engagement started, a white Kia sedan drove directly at the diplomatic at the security convoy. That team had been specifically briefed multiple times in the weeks preceding the Nisour Square massacre that a white Kia was going to be used in an IED attack. So, you know, you've got the Raven 23 team who's responding to an IED attack. They've been briefed that a white Kia sedan is an IED threat. The white Kia sedan rolls right up to the security convoy, and the guys, you know, you don't have time, regrettably, to, you know, go and ask to see somebody's license and registration. You have a split second to make a decision. The gentleman engaged the white Kia. And regrettably, the owners or the driver and the occupant of the white Kia did not seem to be involved in the attack. But there was no way to know that the team could have known that at the time, particularly under those particular circumstances.
Let me just introduce an important fact here. The individual who actually apparently killed the driver turned out to be somebody other than the four folks who wound up standing trial for a so-called atrocity in Nisour Square. Is that right? He was actually a government witness in the prosecution of those four. Is that correct?
Well, all I can really say about that is that the Department of Justice has a statement from someone other than the gentleman convicted of that shooting where he accepts responsibility for it.
That's, I guess, what I'm saying, Bill. So the upshot of this, just to cut to the chase, because we'll have to pause here, is that we had an incident in which men associated with the Blackwater team were under fire and defended themselves and prevented what appeared to be an incoming second IED. And we're going to talk after a short break with Bill Matthews about what happened next, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.